Hey, it's Ben Gilbert.
And I'm David Rosenthal.
And we are the hosts of the Acquired Podcast, where we dive deep into the stories and strategies behind great companies like Berkshire Hathaway, SpaceX, and Airbnb.
We're now recording all of our new episodes in video. You can watch now for free here on Spotify.
The Walk.
Episode 7.
Keep walking, guys. Fast as you like. Can't risk hanging around, not with those flies everywhere.
Those flyers offering a reward for us alive or dead, you mean? Those flyers? Funnily enough, I hadn't forgotten about them.
But the burn can't have spread them over the whole of Scotland. If you get far enough, you should be out of range of anyone's who's read them.
I mean, it's good that we're worth more alive than dead, right? I mean, that's good. I mean, in a way, it's like if someone finds us, they're going to be paid £250,000. Now, that's a lot. How do they get that money? But, like, £250,000 to keep us alive. I mean, in a way, everyone in Scotland should be trying to find us and keep us alive. But they do still get £250,000 for us dead. Oh, it's not great, is it, Charlie?
Even if you can't get beyond their range, the next snowfall will probably cover the flyers anyway. They'll wash away, turn to mush. In 4 days' time, no one will be able to read a single one.
Yeah, 4 days is a long time.
Guys, I really don't want to alarm you, but I think...
What? Well, someone's offering the actual crown jewels and a date with Minnie Driver in return for turning us in now. Don't look at me like that, Walker. I happen to like Minnie Driver, okay? Also, her name sounds like a declaration about the car she prefers. Which I also think is attractive in a woman. Okay.
Guys, there are two men following you, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Not the burn, at least not in uniform. Something else.
Doesn't look like they have guns, does it?
Can't see any, no. They're in, I guess I'd call it all weather gear. Waterproof jackets, walking boots.
They're probably hikers. This is going to be like that thing with the bird watchers again. They're just ordinary hikers out for a lovely Cairngorm stroll.
Could be. I'm pretty sure one of them has one of those purple flyers in his pocket, though. Just look, they're flanking you to the west. Just head east along that narrow path there.
Oh, that path that's blocked by a rockfall.
You can walk around the edge of it. Look, there's a clear place strewn with bracken there. Probably a lot of people have walked around that way.
Just to be on the safe side, then?
Just to be on the safe side. That's it. If you both head round the side of the rockfall...
Ah!
What? Oh, guys, I'm so sorry.
I know. No, we seem to have fallen down a hole. Walker... Give me a leg up and I'll see if I can get out of here before... Whoever laid this devious trap...
Stop right there. We've got you covered.
Oh. So they did have guns after all.
Walk on, both of you. And keep those hands on the back of your heads.
I have to say, they really made it easy for us, didn't they, Giles?
I can't quite believe they fell for it, Magnus.
Nor can we. We thought we had better intel than this. We thought someone was watching out for us.
Can't rely on religion, old boy. God helps those who help themselves.
And we're about to help ourselves to a cool £500,000 in reward money. Who said the profit motive doesn't work? Greed really is good. That's the credo at Mackenzie Davenant.
Oh, your bankers. Well, that makes it worse, actually.
Come on, you two. Pick up the pace. We'll collect the others and then we'll start off for that rendezvous to Aberfeldy. I wonder if they'll pay us £500,000 for each of you.
I don't see why not, Magnus. We have all the power here, all the bargaining chips. That's the kind of negotiation I like.
And we're helping out the country. We'll be the heroes for a change. No one will complain about our bonuses now. Just what kind of terrorist scum are you anyway? Anarchist? Animal libbers? Socialists?
We're... Oh. Look, none of this situation is what you think it is. Really, really it isn't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they'd all say.
You two wait there. We'll bring the others, take down the tent and be on our way.
Others?
Hello, Lawrence. Hello, Walker.
It's nice to see you both again.
I rather wish it were in better circumstances.
Come along. No loitering at the back there. Only 10 miles to Aberfeldy. We can cover that easily today and have you all delivered into the hands of the authorities by supper time.
Super time, more light.
Seriously, that's what you call a joke.
Don't antagonise them, Lawrence.
Why not? Why not just antagonise them? We're captured, arms tied behind our backs, being marched to a meet with people who probably want to at least torture and probably kill us. Why shouldn't we antagonise the stupid posh bankers who somehow managed to capture all of us?
We want them to feel relaxed, like we're no threat at all.
That'll be easy, because we are no blooming threat at all. How did you lot manage to get captured too? Why didn't Charlie warn us that you'd been captured?
I didn't want to worry you and Walker. Just wanted to get you away, then work on a rescue plan.
Great plan, Charlie. That worked out perfectly.
We'll find a way out of this. Don't worry. There's always a way if you look for it.
Stop talking there. We know your little game.
Oh, yeah? Well, what exactly is the way out here?
That's what I have to work out.
Come on, hurry up. Haven't got all day. Yes, yes, scramble up on your hands and knees if you have to.
Charming people, these bankers. Honestly, I don't know why everyone's always so mean about them. They're definitely not quite as bad as Pol Pot.
I just need a hand to...
Ah! Pol, are you all right?
It's my arm. I didn't want to say anything, but it's been getting hot and painful as we've walked.
It's probably infected. No antibiotics in the med packs we're carrying. Come on, get the jacket off and we'll take a look.
There's no time to stop.
You do realise that you lose £250,000 if Paul dies, don't you?
I thought that was just for people carrying the devices.
Oh, it could be that they're right. It's a lot of money.
Examine it as you walk. Slowly if you must, but we must keep moving.
Ah! Sorry, I just... it hurts.
Oh, good Lord. Do we really need the theatrics? Can't you just be a man about it? You didn't see me making that kind of fuss when the bottom dropped out the lithium market.
You lost the company 50 mil on that one.
Don't remind me.
We've got to get the jacket off so we can look at the wound, Paul. Do you want to hold my hand? Squeeze as hard as you like while we pull this final layer off.
I'm fine. Oh, that's not good news, is it?
Oh, it is infected. Look, there's an abscess. Oh,
I can't look at it. It's all yellow and red and green. Oh, for goodness sake, cover it back up again.
We can't just cover it up. It needs treatment.
Well, we don't have any doctors or any medicine, so you'll just have to grin and bear it.
You don't understand. An infection like this, if blood poisoning sets in...
What?
He could be dead within hours.
Can't you lot hurry up? Aberfeldy is less than a day's walk away. The sooner we get there, the sooner your fellow can get the treatment he needs.
And we can get our cool £500,000 reward for turning you in.
I don't... Is it night already? I can't see anything.
For God's sake! He won't make it to Aberfeldy. Can't you see? That septic wound's killing him. His temperature's sky high and he's starting to shake. It probably won't last another hour.
I don't know what you expect us to do about it. We're not doctors.
No. You're bankers. So much more useful to society.
We're going to need to cauterise it. Burn off the infected tissue. Pack the wound and tape it. Walker, Pass me one of the knives from my pack.
Oh, no, you don't. No knives for you.
It's either that or he dies a slow, painful death on the way from here to Aberfeldy. Do you want that on your conscience?
My conscience is clear. I'm not the murderous terrorist. Now keep walking.
Oh. I don't think...
Well, don't just leave him there. Get him back on his feet.
You heartless... He's too sick to walk.
Then we'll just have to leave him here. I dare say they'll still give us the reward for bringing in the rest of you.
You won't be bringing the rest of us in. I'm not moving until you let us take care of Paul.
I'll shoot you if you don't move. I mean it.
Then shoot me.
Fine. But one of us can do whatever needs to be done with the knife. Can't be that hard. I've carved the Sunday joint plenty of times.
Fine. Take the large knife from my pack. No, the larger one. And the small blow lamp.
You travel with a blow lamp?
Only a small one. In case something needs to be soldered.
Ah, but what if something big needs to be soldered?
Portable stove converts into a large blow lamp.
Right. Yes, of course, right.
Turn it on. Heat the edge of the blade.
Hold my hand, Paul. Hard as you like. Do you want something to bite down on?
Walker and I'll hold you still, if you like.
That's a good idea.
Now, with that heated knife, you're going to have to cut away this part here. See? Where the flesh is necrotic? Do you think you can do that, Giles?
I don't feel quite... He fainted.
Do you want to have a go, Magnus?
No. You carry on. I've got my gun trained on you, though.
Right. Hold tight, Paul. It's only a small area. It'll be over soon.
Well, that was interesting.
How are you feeling, Paul?
It hurts less, but I feel like I could sleep for a million years.
Don't worry. We've got a plan.
Come on, Walker. You and me are going to have a chat with old Giles.
I'll work on Magnus. I think we can get him.
It's all right, Paul. Arm around my shoulders. Oh, that's it. Rest. Your weight on me. Not long now.
Giles. Giles, my old mate. Oh. Me and Walker noticed you weren't walking with Magnus anymore. Bit of a falling out.
What? No, nothing like that. We can just keep a better eye on you two from two angles. You see? Always thinking about things like that, me and Magnus.
That's good. That's good. So you weren't annoyed with him for calling you a wuss?
A what?
When you fainted. Well, I thought you must have heard him and that's why you weren't walking together anymore. Oh, yeah. He was going on about how you never pulled your weight around the office, always rode his coattails.
How? That's ridiculous. I mean, if anything, he rode my coattails. Barton Capital didn't come for nothing. They didn't come from anything Magnus did. I built those high-yield bonds. He just sold them.
I'm sure he didn't mean it. It's just because you fainted and... Well, he said something about your annual review not going so well, that you were always the weak link. People saying you're not a team player.
This seems to be going very well. Maybe you should give Stanton a hand with Paul, Walker. Then you can hear what Emma's saying.
I'm sure he didn't mean anything like that by it. Just stating the cold hard facts.
Magnus doesn't look too happy, does he, Walker? But is he angry with Emma? Or angry about what she's telling him. We'd better hope it's what she's telling him. You're really quite worryingly close to Aberfeldy now. If these clowns get you there, I've got no idea how I'd get you out again. If the burn don't just kill you, Emmett... No, let's not think about that. Try to get a bit closer so we can have a listen.
No, it was just that thing he said when he was coming round. You know, when I was looking after him, that he was going to claim seniority because he's been at the company for longer. so that entitles him to a greater revenue share. Whatever that means.
Greater revenue share? We'll see about that.
And I think he said something about diluting your stock holding too. Is that right? I don't really understand the terminology.
Diluting my stock holding? I'll dilute him, the sneaky double-dealing freeloader.
It's working, it's working. And all I had to do was hack into the personnel files of one of the world's largest banks to make it happen. You can all bow down before me later. Lawrence, say the thing about how Magnus has the bigger office.
I did not tell the senior partner that I thought you couldn't handle the work. I know your portfolio is full, but you always have extra capacity.
Well, someone told him, Giles. And if it wasn't you, how did these people on this barren hillside find out about it? You've always been such an underminer. Since the day you joined the bank, you've been weaseling your way around. I know it was you who slept with Thanet's secretary to get McGovern Shipping's end of year figures 3 days early.
How did you
know? Everyone in the office knew, Giles. You couldn't keep it in your trousers if it was stapled to your underwear. And we could all tell in that meeting that you'd seen the numbers already.
I've never heard anything so ridiculous in my whole life. And besides, I know it was you.
It's time, isn't it? You, me, and Walker.
Three against two. Walker, you and Lawrence take Giles. I'll take Magnus.
Well, how else would they know that I've emailed you saying I fancied Sarah De Vere?
Now, go.
Get your hands off me!
Ow!
Oh, my eye!
Get the gun!
The gun! Where's your gun, Giles?
And stay down. Hey, that felt pretty good. Do you... Stanton, you get into a lot of fights. I quite enjoyed it. First one in ages. Of course, I think it helps they were both bankers.
And that we won.
What are you going to do with us? We are rather well known in London, you know. You can't just kill us. People would notice. I know about you new tomorrow types. You're small fry saboteurs. You don't want to have murder on your... what do they call it? Rap sheet.
First, we're going to take your supplies. I see you have dried food, blankets... couple of nice tents. Some boots that look like they'll fit Walker here quite well.
Then I think we'll tie you together, back to back, just for fun.
Excellent idea.
Then what? We could offer you money, you know, a lot of money.
Haven't you heard? Some people are trying to destroy the whole world. What's the point of money anymore? Well, luckily for you, we're not the bad guys.
So...
Stand up and start walking. If you can get to the end of that path by dusk, you'll find a village where someone will untie you, I expect, and give you somewhere to sleep.
And don't come after us again.
Guys, you know how I promised you when we started this expedition that there'd be safe houses? Places to eat and sleep?
It feels like about 3 years ago, doesn't it?
None of us are going to hold you to those promises, Charlie. We know how the Burn and the authorities have been harrying us. I did a lot of hiding from the police when I was a kid, you know. We're doing a darn sight better now than I ever did. I trust the way you're doing it. Better to keep us off the main roads and out of their way.
No. Guys, listen. We have had to miss out quite a few of my specially designated safe houses, but I realise we're coming up to one now.
What? That big manor house by the side of the road? Oh, wait. Is this going to end with us getting attacked by giant spiders?
Or the house getting set on fire?
Or a supposed ally turning out to be a traitor?
There's not another soul within 15 miles, except for the bankers.
So we can sleep in a bed. A real bed. Now, don't taunt me with things I can't have, Charlie.
Keys under the mat. Should be a well-stocked fridge.
There are maps and books.
And a pool table!
Looks easy to defend, if need be.
There's brandy.
And you're more than halfway to Edinburgh now, guys. Have a rest. You've earned it.
No, I do like him. Yeah, I do, but I don't think he feels like that about me. I mean, he's too... No, I know I am too. Wait though. Listen, how about that guy you like from the forum? Alistair? How about him? Whatever happened with that? Come on, you can tell me. But it's been months. If you like someone, you have to at least make an effort to be in the same room with them, Charlie. The internet won't cut it. Who's that? Oh, it's just you, Walker. Didn't hear you coming. Was just chatting to Charlie.
Girl talk. Like they do in movies. In satin pyjamas and beds with tons of pillows. Except not like that. You know, girl talk. It's definitely a thing.
Such an idiot sometimes. Okay, Walker, how do you fancy a little stroll? I really want to find some painkillers for Paul. Something strong. That arm's healing up okay, but I can tell it's giving him quite a bit of pain. Thought maybe we could walk into the nearest town, just you and me, and see what we can buy.
Are you ready to finally access your intuition, to dive deeper into your soul's purpose, to manifest abundance, joy, peace, and ease, and let it all be fun? Well, if so, come check out the Highest Self podcast. It's the number one spirituality podcast. And now we're on video here on Spotify. My name is Sahara Rose. I'm here to be your spiritual bestie, and I can't wait to share my grounded approach to spirituality with you. So tune into Highest Self podcast, and I'll see you there.